Hugh, how about the sum up that performance tonight?
I mean, if you're honest, the better side won. But again, we give ourselves a mountain to climb. You know, in the first minute, you give away a free kick, which I thought was rather soft. They strike the wall breaks. They put a cross in. Because we have four on the wall, we can't pick up everybody. They have an overload at the back post and they score. So 1-0 down after a minute, and then we have to take Rory Hale off because he gets injured and getting hit with the ball when he was on the wall. It gives us, you know, a mountain to climb. They can change their game plan. They're one up. They can relax. They can keep the ball. They can move it about. They can make us work. You know, and that's the way the game panned out. But, you know, to be fair, I thought the boys put on a great shift. We kept the ball at times in the first half, and we tried to play football properly, you know, and we didn't, you know, it could have been easy to capitulate after going one down so early, but, you know, the boys kept at it and kept to the game plan, and we tried to take the game to them then, you know, but they were a quality side, you know, they kept the ball really well and they moved the ball, and it's hard to play against that.
Of course, it could have been more only for Gerard Doherty. Pulled off a few saves. It could have been three, could have been four. Just before they scored their second, Gerard pulling one off the line. Could have been a lot more tonight.
Well, that's it. I mean, but again, you know, to be fair to the players, I mean, they stuck to their tasks. They didn't give in. They competed well enough. Gerard has been doing that for us for long enough. He's an experienced keeper. He's a good shot stopper. And, you know, it did really keep us in the game at times when we had it, but saying that, you know, in the last 20 minutes, the last 15 minutes when we had a Connor sent off for two bookings, which I thought was a bit harsh because it wasn't a bad tackle in the whole game, you know, when we end up, you know, going down to 10 men, and then a team like that, when you're down to 10 men and they have a 2-0 lead, they're obviously going to get chances and open up, but as I say, Gerard kept a score down, kept us in the game.
Was young Hale come off to be injured? Bit of a concussion. Do you expect him to be fit well for next week?
I think he should be okay. I mean, we had to take a precaution. As I say, it was a head injury in the first minute. Again, we go one behind and we have to change the shape of our midfield right away. So we just didn't get the breaks. And, you know, things like that have been happening is either first minute goals or a minute before half time we've been given it. But we can't look for excuses. It's us. We're on the pitch. Or the players are on the pitch. We prepare well every game. We go through our set plays. We do our video. You can only give them the information, but, you know, it's just that small bit of concentration or that switching off for that second that costs us goals, you know.
Do you feel the tie's over? Is it a case of going out and maybe damage limitation?
Well, you know, we have to be professional about it. You know, they're all good players, they're all paid professionals, so they have to go out and do their job first and foremost. We'll be approaching this tie the same way as the first tie. Obviously, you'd be going to want to try and win it, but, you know, if you're realistic, they're two up. They'll probably make a few changes. But we have to be competitive and we have to be professional, and that's the way we'll be going.
Thank you.